You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus outbreak has prompted drastic changes to Australia's welfare system, but a Senate committee warns things shouldn't return to the status quo when the pandemic is over. 1.5 million Australians are currently on JobSeeker payments. 900,000 claims have been processed in the last 6 weeks alone. Peter Whiteford is an expert in public policy at the Australian National University.
Politicians and policymakers are probably facing the most complicated set of problems, and this is throughout the world, not just in Australia, that we've had to face for a very long period of time. The answers are not simple, but we're going to have to sort of fundamentally rethink the assumptions of a whole range of policies.
For 6 months, JobSeeker, formerly known as Newstart, has been increased by $550 a week. Eligibility criteria has been expanded. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists the payment boost is only temporary. And a new Senate report warns previous payments of $40 a day were driving people into poverty, homelessness and mental anguish. Green Senator Rachel Seward chaired the inquiry.
We heard of people skipping meals, people foregoing medicine, having to choose between which medicine they take, foregoing meals and medicine for their children if they had children, not being able to get their, in some cases, very significant health problems properly addressed. And what that points out and what they pointed out is that all of that is also a barrier to trying to find work.
JobSeeker has barely increased since 1994. Adrienne Walters is from the Human Rights Law Centre. She says the report highlights what's been known for a long time and warns against a return to the previous payments.
None of this is surprising. We've heard for years now about people having to make decisions about whether to eat or to pay rent, which is simply unacceptable. And so it's really clear, and has been for a long time, that the government needs to raise the rate of Social Security payments.
The Coalition argues welfare payments are a safety net and should be set to the minimum standard to support living. And while the Prime Minister acknowledges the economic challenges ahead, he says as the threat of the disease decreases, the focus should be getting people back to work.
We need growth-orientated policies to overcome what will be quite stiff headwinds, which will be the carryover from what we've seen from the COVID-19 crisis. It's important as we move into another phase that we not only give people the confidence about their jobs opening up and businesses opening up, but just for individuals to feel confident in their own health to be able to go and engage again in the community.
According to Treasury, the unemployment rate is set to hit 10% by June. Some analysts say the true rate could be even higher. Peter Whiteford from ANU says welfare payments could play an important role as we move out of the crisis.
Australia has the financial capacity to do a lot more than it does in the social security system. What's really going to be important as we recover from the current economic impacts of the pandemic is that we not cut spending too quickly, because that would just throw the economy into a deeper recession. Making an increase permanent costs the government budget more money. If we go back to the previous level, we're going to have a really significant increase in inequality, a very significant increase in poverty in the community. We're going to have a lot of people who won't be able to afford to pay their rents and mortgages. So the case for, you know, making the payment more adequate, I think, is really strong.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.